The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline. I am the coach, and a tip of the cap to the Cincinnati Bengals and to the LA Rams. They will meet in the Super Bowl after scintillating late game wins on Sunday. So many of you are like, oh, coach, you're going to be okay. You're going to show up. Listen, I'm a sports fan, yes, but you've got to play the game. And I've lived this for 40 some odd years. And so this type of play from the Chiefs, when you got Andy Reid as a coach, it happens more than it doesn't. Let's bring in the stars of the show, because here I am. So I apologize. I flipped it. AB, you're right. I was wrong. Let's bring in the stars of the show, and then we'll do the recap. This is how the show should have started. After the weekend we had, this is how it should have started.
I'm just messing with you, Coach. I'm just getting you off your flow.
All right, let's welcome in live from Nashville, Tennessee. He's on the ones and the twos, obviously. AB, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Yeah, look, man, it was a tough game yesterday. You know what? Like I said, I had to just play a little joke on you this morning. Like, it's brutal. We had two unbelievable games. We've had two unbelievable weeks of the NFL, yep. And now we have a Super Bowl coming up. This is going to be fantastic.
It's amazing. Five of the six games the last two weekends have finished on the final play of the game, and the Rams had to have an interception with a minute to go, and that finished the game. Amazing games. Live from Nashville. Live from Las Vegas, Zach Attack. Zach Zimini, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Just terrific football once again. It was amazing to watch those two games. This month of 2022 to start the year, January has been one of the slowest months. I hope the rest of the year goes like that, but here it is, the final day.
Yeah, it certainly is. And he is the maestro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And I know a lot of people are hammering Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and rightfully so, but I think you got to give credit to the Bengals and Lou Anarumo, this defensive coordinator. I mean, he did it in the first matchup. This was even more impressive what he did yesterday, dropping eight guys into coverage and taking advantage of the way the refs were calling it. I'm not blaming the refs. I'm saying he recognized that they're not calling little holds, little pushes, and I'm going to drop eight guys into coverage and gamble that Mahomes is going to get a little impatient and he's going to take some sacks. And they had spies. I mean, they were really confusing him, and the Chiefs never really adjusted to that. But you kind of looked at Mahomes, and he's looking at eight defenders kind of smothering his guys and nowhere to go with the football.
You're absolutely right. We talked about it on the shows yesterday that referee crew doesn't call a lot of penalties. That was a big storyline for us, and that's exactly right. I mean, all the replays, the holding, the late hits that they weren't called. But
yeah, both ways.
It went both ways.
Both ways were angles that were held multiple times as well that were not getting calls.
100%. You're absolutely right. So congratulations to Joe Burrow. One of the coolest cats you're ever going to see in a post-game press conference, by the way. Quickly, because we are the most transparent show in all of sports betting, let's quickly do our recap of the weekend. We had a ton of plays. We had some green check marks. We had some X's. I would say almost every one of those X's at halftime was a lock to cash. They were bad beats across the board. And then we had a bunch of teasers. The Chiefs obviously were the kingpin to that, so that's where the X's come from. And these are all of our football cappers for the entire season, all in one screen. So all of a sudden, all those tweets, show me the records, they don't come anymore, because we tell you every single Monday morning. But as the maestro, our leader, always says, it's on to the next. This is a new week. No football this week, but soccer's back, MMA is back, and this daily show is always here. So let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines. And you know what? I want to start with AB, because it plays off what the Bengals did yesterday and why they are in the Super Bowl. Go ahead, AB.
Yeah, so, you look at it from a prop perspective of the Cincinnati Bengals defense, right? They had an interception in every single playoff game this postseason, all three of them. They had an interception on its defense's final play of all three games this postseason. The Raiders, the Titans, and then yesterday we saw against the Chiefs. So, one, that's amazing. And then two, if you're looking at the Super Bowl, it seems to me that the Cincinnati Bengals defense likes to get an interception.
Well, we know Matthew Stafford likes to throw them. By the way, the Raiders was inside the five to save the game. The Titans was, as they were driving, to save the game. Then yesterday was overtime to save the game. So those interceptions meant everything, and kudos to them. Now, as we look forward, what we concern ourselves on this show is lines and props and totals. So what are we looking at for the Super Bowl, Maestro?
Well, the early number that came out from a lot of books was 3.5, and that was gobbled up right away. And now we're seeing fours across the board. And any books that did open at 4.5, that quickly got bought down. So we may be at a standstill. We may be seeing four throughout the 2 weeks. I think 3.5 was low, given that's what Tennessee was laying to the Bengals. And I think most people would power rate the Rams as a better team than the Titans. You know, the Bengals are +5 in turnover margin. You know, you could say that's fortunate, or you could say it's scheme, and you could say it's opportunistic play. A couple of things jump out at me with this matchup. One is the coaching. I mean, he was the quarterback's coach. Taylor was the quarterback's coach for Sean McVay when they went to the Super Bowl a few years ago. So these guys know each other well. It's a mismatch up front. The offensive lines and the defensive lines, it's really not even close. The Rams are number one in pass rush win rate. The Bengals have the 30th rated offensive line in terms of stopping the pass rush, and on. So that's the mismatch. But what about Burrow and the way he's been playing against Stafford and his, you know, tendency to make mistakes against what we see is can be a very confusing defense. And I think this Lou Anarumo could be the key to everything. And his halftime adjustments, I mean, we're seeing what he's doing at halftime, and it's paying off. So right now, no play for me, but can't wait to dig in.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting as we chop this up over the course of the next couple of weeks. And Larry, you and I will be in Los Angeles the week of the Super Bowl doing a bunch of shows. So if you guys are in the area, come out and say hello. Take a picture with Larry. He loves meeting everybody. He loves meeting everybody. Not me, but Larry does. Maestro loves meeting the good people. All right, let's get into our board for the day. By the way, somebody in the chat said that they correctly predicted both scores in yesterday's game. Now, did you guys see on social media that somebody put $20 down and it paid $500,000 because it was +29,000 to guess the correct score and put those two together, and he hit it yesterday. Congratulations on a $20 bet. All right, we've got two plays from Sportsline. If you're not a Sportsline member and you bet all the time, you've got to be. We have all the information, sides, totals, leans, cappers, everything. Use the promo code EDGE, and I'll give you 30 days for free. You can try it out. I'm telling you, we have it covered. And as 2022 gets going, we're going to have more and more and more. Use the promo code EDGE. But two plays from the site today. We're going to go Liberty at Kennesaw State, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Kind of a light day in college basketball. But our simulations at -4.5 for Liberty have them covering in over 70% of our simulations. We'll take the 4.5 and we'll play Liberty. Then in the NBA, very quietly, the LA Clippers have been going on a road trip and playing pretty good basketball. It's an A play at Sportsline, and our A plays have been terrific. So we're going to go Clippers +2 over Indiana in Indiana. All right, now let's get to my cappers right now because they are locked and loaded for a great Monday. I want to go out west first to Las Vegas. Zach Attack, you're up first. What do you got?
I'm going with one of the marquee games today. No, that's usually not my pattern. I like to go with a smaller conference. But going with the marquee game, Notre Dame +5.5 at home against Duke. Look, Duke, it's hard to believe this is going to be Coach K's final month of coaching conference basketball here. We're going into February tomorrow. Duke, they're showing improvement. They've been on a good streak this month, but I think they're just picking apart a ACC conference that's weaker this year. They destroyed a Syracuse team that's just .500, and they also picked apart Louisville, who just parted ways with their coach and Chris Mack. But I look at Notre Dame. They are 14-6. They are a hungry team. I just think they're going to have a good game tonight with Paul Atkinson Jr. being the difference maker. Look for him to have a big game. And then you look at Duke. Everybody know that this is Coach K's farewell tour. They have a bunch of spotlighted matchups on ESPN all throughout this month. You know they're going to capitalize on this being his last month of college basketball conference play. So look for this to be tied into the line with Vegas here. Take Notre Dame plus 5.5.
All right. Very, very good. And it's kind of been a little disappointing because of COVID and a lot of cancellations and postponements. We haven't had the send-off for Coach K that I think we all thought that we would have. So hopefully this last month and the month of March, we get that because he certainly deserves it. All right, AB, I know you're locked and loaded as well. What do you got for us today?
Yep, got two plays. First off, we're going to go West Virginia Baylor today, over 137.5. You look at West Virginia's last five games, over, 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 over. These two teams, they have exciting basketball games in the last few years. I would like to take Baylor with the spread, but it's already up to 14. It's just too many points, but I will take the over. I think that this game gets closer to 150 than it does to 137.5. Second play. We're going to take a look at Super Bowl LVI. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get ahead of this here. We're going to play a little two-leg parlay. Anytime touchdown for Cooper Kupp, anytime touchdown for Ja'Marr Chase, plus 225 right now. These numbers are going to skyrocket up throughout the week, and especially next week. You're not going to find anywhere near the value on these two guys. So we're going to play those two at plus 225.
I am a fan of greatness, but it still blows my mind how Cooper Kupp can routinely catch 10 balls and go over 100 yards in the National Football League, and they cannot stop him. It blows my mind. Maybe the scheme is just better. Maybe he's just better. But I've never seen another receiver in my lifetime, not even like Jerry Rice, where you just can't stop him no matter what you do, no matter what you do. All right, Maestro, this is the anchor spot. We need to flip our attitude today, and you're always the man to do it for us. So what do you got for us today?
All right, let's go to the NBA. I'm collabing on this prop with Mad Max, who's really been on point with his NBA props. We both love Pascal Siakam over 4.5 assists for the Raptors against the Hawks tonight. You know, this guy, since he came back from the COVID protocols end of December, he's averaging 6.7 assists. He's gone over it in four straight, averaging 7.5 assists. He's actually gone over this in 14 of the last 17 games because they're using him differently. He's the backup point guard when Van Vliet is out, and even when Van Vliet is not out, this guy is creating. Van Vliet's catch and shoot threes have gone up because of Siakam. He's scoring four more points a game. He's getting more open threes. This guy is more of a creator now than he ever has been. The juice is high. It's 132 on FanDuel, but I'm still playing it. Siakam over 4.5 assists.
Oh, I like that a lot. He has certainly developed into a five-tool player. He has a lot of skills to his game. So I love that play tonight as the NBA and college basketball is really going to start being our bread and butter and soccer moving forward in February and March. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. Zach Attack, one play today. Notre Dame plus 5.5 against Duke. Then the Maestro, one play. But always follow my guys on social media. They're always dropping information or occasionally picks too. Pascal Siakam, over 4.5 assists. A little juicy, minus 132, but it's worth the squeeze. AB, we're going to go forward to the Super Bowl. Cooper Kupp, you know he's going to find the end zone. It's all a matter of, is Ja'Marr Chase going to find the end zone? We think yes. Anytime, plus 225, love that number. And then let's go college hoops tonight. Now, when they play at home, West Virginia, really good defensively. But this game is on the road, and they're a different kind of team away from home. Points score. Love that play from AB. Then two plays from Sportsline today. Liberty minus 4.5. Then in the NBA, Clippers plus the two. And then a little two-piece. I see what you did there, AB. I see what you did there. Give me a two-piece. Knicks money line, Celtics money line, a little plus 146. Now, I do want to say this. I want to bring up all four people, AB, on the screen real quick. Because I want to say this as I'm looking at everybody, and everybody's looking at this crew right here. So this is the final day of the month of January. And sometimes you got to stop and you got to recognize the people that get you to where you are at, right? So we just got a note this morning that because of all of you at home and because of the guys that I'm looking at right here and because of everybody that's not on the show, that we had our biggest month to date here at the Early Edge, here at Sportsline. Biggest month we've ever had in the history of the show. But we couldn't do it with all the hard work of you three, everybody else, and all the people at home. So real quick, if anybody wants to say anything, feel free. This is your time.
Yeah, I'll say this. I couldn't thank you guys enough. Pleasure working with you all and everybody in the chat. Like, I love that you guys make this show as much yours as it is ours, because that's the absolute truth. And that's why this is the best betting show in the game. You all make it what it is. Thank you.
Maestro, Zach?
Well, go ahead, Zach. Go ahead.
Yeah, honestly, it's just been a delight to be on this show, even for a small couple days a week. And for me, being a capper, I piggyback, maybe not right during the show, but after the show, when I start assessing the board, I piggyback a little bit off of what everybody tells during the shows.
And I got to say that I'm getting a lot of great info from the commenters. I'm watching them all. I'm looking for tidbits and looking at plays, you know, based on some of these suggestions, starting to investigate them. So I always appreciate the feedback, you know, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. I love the feedback.
Yeah, we'll take it. I love the good, the bad. You guys usually hang around for a day or two, and then you figure, nobody's listening to me anyway, and you guys go away. So we want positivity. We want everybody lifting each other up, and we want everybody to feel included. That's what the Early Edge is all about. That's what Sportsline is all about. All right, well done, boys. All right, so there's only one thing left to do, and this is my all-time favorite part of the show. I love being able to say this every single day. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, AB, Zach Attack, the Maestro, and everybody else that is a part of what we do, we're just getting started right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.